from the Mobile 5280 Studios, Weekend Geek Update, Special Edition. Smurf here, along with longtime fellow podcaster, Josh the Man Hawks.
Also known as El Hawkes.
Just brewing off the southern coast of California, brother. So, you have your own podcast, Point of Interest.
Points of Interest Podcast Network.
That is a lot.
It's
so wordy.
You should
shorten it, like Shield.
Well, you know, it hasn't quite happened yet. Mostly because I can't seem to, you know, keep a job. So if I can keep a job long enough, I'll actually buy another domain that actually makes sense.
That works.
Yeah, like, a little
available.
Shorter.
Hey, I know another site that's available. I'll tell you about it later. So since last Josh and I spoke, a lot has happened. We've had cons. What I want to know, since you are the only person that I know that cosplays Deadpool, what'd you think of the movie?
I thought it was excellent, actually.
There wasn't
a lot that I found disappointing.
Okay.
I was excited and happy to see that they animated the eyes.
That was crucial, I think, to the entire movie. Because if you can't emote Deadpool,
right.
there's no...
Yeah, what do you have?
Nothing.
Right. And I'm not going to say that it was a direct direct link to the Spider-Man animated eyes, but that part of that trailer did... make it the tits.
Yes.
Yeah. But as far as the movie went, I was actually hoping there'd be a little bit more of the split personality.
I was waiting for the inside voices.
Right. But this is the thing I walked away from is, can you do that on screen? Would it be possible to do it? I mean, they toyed around with it a little bit, where at the very beginning of the movie, he had the 6 or 7 shots or whatever he had left. And he shot somebody, he's like, bad Deadpool, so worth it. And it was 2 distinct voices.
It was.
So I thought they were going to go a little bit further with that, but I guess not.
And you were waiting for, like, as the fights broke out. Because, I mean, let's face it. The movie is pretty much all just one scene with cuts back and forth to what it is. And in that regard, I think that was probably the most brilliant thing that they could do. Because, like, Judge Dredd all happens on just one floor.
Oh, okay, the new one,
The Stallone one doesn't count.
Okay.
No, that's Judge Stallone.
Judge Stallone. Judge Adrian.
That's right. But the new one all happens on just one floor, which is perfect, which needed to happen. So I think the Deadpool, like I said, the eyes killed it for me. That was it. Poor Rebecca went to Deadpool with me, and she's deaf in, like, the left ear now, because I lost my shit in the first 10 minutes of that movie. I was done.
It was...
ruptured eardrum is right.
Laughs per minute, very high.
Yes.
Action per minute, very high.
Very high.
Like, it was... You don't get that a lot in movies, right? Especially the ones that are trying to be funny and trying to be action at the same time. You either end up with one or the other.
Yes. So to see the flow and just the back and forth, were you disappointed with Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool? Do you think anyone could have done it better?
No. He showed us playing Deadpool as Hannibal King in Blade 3.
Very much so, with the Hello Kitty tattoo on his ass.
Yeah. In fact, they gave him, during the making of that movie, they gave him a bunch of Deadpool comic books and said, you're basically playing this character. We just don't have the rights to it.
We just don't own it. Just play it like him.
Yeah, basically, that's basically what he did. So we've been prepared for Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool since, what, 98?
98. And then, of course, there's the quick flash of the action figure from the Wolverine movie, which... played brilliantly.
The little homages to other things or the little Easter eggs made it worth not blinking, you know, or not having the popcorn to look down into the bag and see how much popcorn you had left because you didn't want to miss anything.
No, and what felt bad is I had, like, the large water. So by the time they got down to the point where he goes to get Colossus and the wannabe whatever the hell she is character, I missed that scene. So Rebecca was pissed at me. She's like, you missed the best part with the X-Men and her. Yeah, see, she's angry.
I'm so mad. Because I kept coming to you
See? And I couldn't hold it anymore, and I figured it was like the lull, okay?
Right,
now comes
right.
like the fighting montage, you know, right. where they get all the weapons and the music and all that. No, instead, I miss them going to get Colossus.
Which was, thank you. Oh, you're talking to me. No, what was cool is that showing the backside of the mansion.
Yes.
You know, and calling it, oh, it's been rebuilt several times. That was the same mansion from Smallville.
Yes. I noticed that too. And I didn't ponate it out to anyone because I don't want anyone to know I watched Smallville at this point. Hey. But yes, it was the same mansion. I just
But what was funny is that it all the hits towards Fox, right? Oh, they couldn't afford another X-Men, you know?
They couldn't afford any more staff.
The story is so convoluted, I don't know which storyline we're on now. You know, or whatever. He said something about Professor X being alive or dead or something like that.
Yeah, a little bald guy. You know, he's great. But yeah, I don't know if he's alive or dead.
Yeah, a little bald guy in a chair. Yeah, the seeing Vanessa in Copycat's outfit.
I know.
And then them putting her into that tube to do the Weapon X of stuff to her.
Yeah, see, and I wasn't sure, okay, so are we going to see Copycat, or is this going to kind of turn into Domino? So I wasn't sure, because I honestly was waiting for her to go Domino's way. Because I think of Domino before I think of Copycat, but I wasn't sure, yeah, because some of the comic people hadn't caught that, I don't think. No one's brought it up to me anyway.
The outfit is what did it for me.
Yes. The outfit was a closer. I was like, oh, my God.
I was like, holy shit, they're going to do it. But maybe we'll get it in the next one. Maybe she already is a mutant. We don't know about it. I don't know.
She was in the tube. Maybe it was just enough to, I don't know, jumpstart her?
I don't know.
That sounded bad. Yeah, okay. Never mind.
But we know we got Superman Batman coming up.
So are you excited about this?
Not as much as I was about Deadpool and Star Wars.
We'll get to Star Wars, because that's been a hot topic today. What are you dreading the most about Superman Batman?
Bell's palsy Batman again.
You think?
Well, I mean, why not? Christian Bale was the first one, and no one since then has been able to not be Bell's palsy Batman.
I'm trying to think of someone.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, is Affleck going to just do some sort of a dark voice, or is he going to be all, you know, believe in me, I got Bell's palsy?
Maybe.
Well, I guess we'll see.
I want to see, you know what I want to see? I want to see the Will Arnett Batman from Lego Batman.
Yes, yes.
That's what I want to see.
I'm on board with that. In fact, I think Will Arnett should just dub his voice all the after the movie comes
perfect.
Out.
Perfect.
And yeah, I think that needs to happen.
Affleck, you're on the bench. You're not talking. Just mouth the words.
Right.
We're bringing James Earl Jones in.
Yeah, we're gonna David Prowse you.
See, and that would work. That would be perfect.
Well, I guess in some of the scenes that we have seen, the battle armor Batman or whatever. It's got a robotic filter on his voice.
Really?
Go back and watch the trailer again.
Yeah, I don't want
to. I don't want to.
I got 2 weeks. It's up in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
So 2 weeks we'll see. I mean, is there anything you're looking forward to, I guess? I'm afraid they've Batmanized it. We've got Flash, Green Lantern, Aquaman, Wonder Woman on top of reintroducing Batman, a bitter Batman at that.
As an aside, I love that Zack Snyder snuck in all of Justice League. He was just like, hey, I'm going to throw this guy in there. And we're going to do a Justice League movie, too.
Okay, we'll get to the Justice League movie, because I'm so curious why they signed J. Jonah Jameson as James Gordon for a Justice League movie. Why is Gordon in a Justice League flick? Yeah. I don't get it. That one kind of baffled me.
Besides, that's supposed to be Spider-Man's nemesis.
Yeah!
Not nemesis, but...
No, it is a nemesis. J. Jonah Jameson is Spider-Man nemesis. See?
Yeah, we got a comic guy.
Yeah, comic guy's thought. Not, yes. That's true. I mean, J. Jonah Jameson created the Scorpion, like, right out of the gate to go after Spider-Man. See? Perfect. Nemesis.
Okay,
done.
Yep. Nemesis.
So, with with Superman Batman, are you looking forward to any particular character?
I'm interested to see Aquaman not be lame.
Why? I mean, I love that.
I know that he's one of your favorites. I know. That's may or may not have been why I said that.
Rebecca now has a new best friend.
Awesome.
So, but okay. Maybe Aquaman won't be lame. He shouldn't be lame. He can survive the pressures of the ocean.
Right. Actually, you know what I am looking forward to? I want to hear the old school 70s. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I do wonder how they're going to do the talking with fish, because that I do wonder about.
They might bring out a hippie or something.
Ooh, a hippie. I like that.
You know, it might be PHS, you know, that kind of fish. Maybe they got it all confused.
If
Jason Momoa summons the band Fish, that'd be awesome.
Release the Kraken. If Momoa can't pull off Aquaman.
Okay.
Is there an alternative? I mean, besides that isn't under contract with Marvel right now, big enough to play? Because I loved him as Conan. Don't get me wrong. I love the Conan. I know I catch a lot of flack for that, but I did like the Conan flick.
Okay.
If he can't pull off Aquaman, who can?
Well, I would put Batista in there, but he's kind of wrapped up doing something else.
He was so good in Spectre.
I didn't see that one.
With James Bond?
I haven't seen
that
one.
Oh, my God. He was great as the villain in that.
Okay.
He beat the shit out of Daniel Craig. I mean, worked him.
What about... there's a guy actually dressed up as some Game of Thrones guy here.
Oh, yeah. That's Jesse.
All right. We can get him.
Jesse's not doing anything. He's done covers for romance novels. Aquaman shouldn't be a stretch for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's kind of scary all at the same time.
What, did I know that?
Yes.
She has. I was going to say, Rebecca's got one of the
books.
It's
okay for her to have a book. I don't know if it's okay if you to know that all that information.
Are you kidding? He's like 4 feet tall. I mean, the man is huge. He's a juggernaut.
What would be your pick?
You know what? I would still stay with WWF, and I would go with Big Sexy, the guy that played the Russian in the Punisher movie. That would be my choice for
Kevin
Aquaman.
Nash?
Yes.
Wow.
So if he had went back to the long blonde hair, he could be Aquaman. And Tim is making really dirty gestures at us. You've already had your spotlight, sir. But we are chiming in about Superman, Batman, if you want to chime in. So, so you bring in Kevin Nash. Blonde, long blonde hair, big sexy, get rid of the goatee. Man is huge already.
Yeah. He can do it. He can probably do it. If you're going to go with that route. If you're going to go with the monster.
Okay. He almost has to be, because you're going to bring in someone smaller, like Tom Cruise?
Well, yeah. He probably talks to fish already without making the cool noise.
Do you like fish sticks?
That's a good question.
Because, I mean, not to say that the...
Not to say that Jason Momoa guy is the one and only, but... I'm,
right. But I honestly think whoever plays him, writing or not, I know Geoff Johns is involved, and he did a great run on Aquaman, and he's doing great with Justice League. But I think it's going to fall on the actor's shoulders to carry this. Because like you said, you know, you don't have Ted Knight doing the dialogue in the background. Although, and then Aquaman summons the Kraken from the deep.
Maybe we should go dig him up out of whatever grave or heroin hut he hangs out in.
He's dead. Okay. He's been dead for years.
Well, you know, you never know.
It's true. He may be frozen right next to Walt Disney and where Hugh Hefner is going to be finally resting.
And Fry.
But, okay. See, because I'm so mixed on Superman Batman. I don't know what to expect, if I'm going to be disappointed, going with expectations, or be pleasantly surprised. I don't know.
Well, I say go in with no expectations.
Okay.
And that way you can be pleasantly surprised.
All right. Well.
And then you can form your negative opinion.
I like how you already think it's going to be negative.
Well, I'm saying if it's going to be negative, right?
Yeah.
You form it while you watch it, as opposed to watching 9 million trailers that may or may not suck.
Wow.
Or you form an opinion off of a trailer. Like, this, everybody's freaking out about Spider-Man having black bands on his arms.
Which,
he's in the trailer for 2 seconds. Yeah. I've seen the trailer 10 times. I don't even notice it.
Well, and then everyone's talking about the black around the eyes for the expressions and all that. Going back to John Romita-style art when Spider-Man originally came onto the scene.
Or any cartoon that Spider-Man's ever been
in. Yes. Exactly. You got to have some way to emote.
Right. I mean, that's the thing about putting somebody in a mask. You know, if you
well, that's what always killed me when I was watching Batman, the animated series, and, you know, Batman, something would happen and his eyes on his cowl would get bigger. Yep. Oh, yep. Harvey.
Or, you know? Or Robin or whatever. Robin. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, it was
absolutely terrible.
How do you do that in a movie? CGI.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, the whole mask was CGI, really.
Mm-hmm.
For Deadpool. And if... I mean, who would be... There's nobody in Justice League that's going to have to be animated like that besides
no.
Spider-Man. Or not Spider-Man, sorry.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, yeah. Well, there's another one. Who plays Green Lantern?
We don't even know which Green Lantern we're getting. We don't know if it's John Stewart, Kyle,
Hal,
Guy. I mean, which...
What about that buzzard-looking one?
Which buzzard?
There's like an alien that looks like he's got a big beak.
Yeah, that's Tomori.
Yeah, we should have him.
I want Kilowog, the big, huge...
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, you get... The thing about the Superman-Batman trailer I didn't like was revealing Doomsday.
That is when it pissed me off, because I lost it at that point. I was like, why? I didn't need to know that.
They didn't need to do that.
They didn't.
So... Is Doomsday going to be that big of a slow down, start over? Is Doomsday going to be that big of a part of the movie? I'm going to say no.
I would agree. I think that he's going to be the end result of whatever bigger story is going on with Lex, with everything else that they have integrated into whatever Justice Disaster League is going to be.
Right, right.
Because they have a ton of backstories to tell. But if they, because even watching the trailers, how are they going to get Wonder Woman in? So maybe they are going to bring her in sooner. I don't know. I don't get it.
I think you'll be introduced to everybody really quick. I think that we've already seen the first scene of the movie.
With the fight?
The scene with, what's his face? Superman and Batman meet each other with Lex showing up.
So I think that's the opening?
I think that's the opening of the movie.
Yeah, very well could be.
I mean, why wouldn't it be? It's a great way to introduce everybody.
True.
Right.
And then just go from there, backtrack a little bit.
Yeah.
That's possible. So, Star Wars, we brought that up.
Sure.
What'd you think?
Loved it. Went and saw it 3 times.
3 times. Hear that? Someone's seen Star Wars 3 times. 4 times.
Huh?
Rebecca's only seen it once.
Oh. Well, you only have to wait, like, a couple more
weeks. Yeah, a couple more weeks, and you're going to get it on DVD, on Blu-ray.
Which I love that they did that, too. They were like, oh, it's going on Canadian Netflix on April 1st.
Fool's Day.
Well, there's that, but there's also how many people started looking up how to make a Canadian IP and getting a Canadian Netflix account.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's save the trouble of everybody trying to break Netflix.
Let's just do it.
Just print them. Print them.
Yeah.
I thought the movie was great. I watched way too many trailers prior to.
You think?
I couldn't not watch the trailers.
Oh, so you were that much of a junkie.
It's Star Wars. You have to watch the trailers.
You don't have to.
You don't have to, but I got so wrapped up into it that it was kind of impossible not to.
All right.
You know, and so I know, like, what, Rogue Squadron comes out this year, yeah? Late this year?
Late
December?
This year, yes.
I'm not going to watch a single trailer for it.
I think that's probably wise.
I don't want to know anything.
No.
Because I think I went into The Force Awakens with too much information.
So, going in, was there a letdown?
None. No. Well, the letdown of the big spoiler. Can we talk about it yet?
Kylo Ren?
Yeah. No. Him, you know, the big spoiler. Can we talk about it? Okay. All right. So
yeah, I mean, the video is out in a couple weeks.
You never know. You never know. I was spoiled before I went and saw the flick.
Because I wasn't idiot that bad.
Was on the internet and put it out there. But as soon as I saw, enough of it to give me the idea that it was Star Wars, I wanted to scroll past it as fast as I could.
Right.
But inevitably, I could see that there was something going on with Han Solo in one of the scenes. I was just like, oh god.
Well, I mean, fellow Star Wars nerds know that Solo didn't want to make it out of Empire, out of Jedi. The Falcon was supposed to go up with the Death Star. I mean, that was the big crescendo for Solo. But, of course, Lucas is like, no, everybody loves Solo. There would have been a riot.
Right. We got to keep him around.
Right. And, you know, he's thinking long term, yeah, we'll still do these movies. Little did we know that wasn't the case. So, what's the best part, then, of Star Wars for you?
Of that particular movie?
Yeah.
That the fact that it was Star Wars? No, it was cool getting to see the Force powers being used in ways that we hadn't seen before. And then, I think I know where you're going. The shot Chewie takes at Kylo, and that bowcaster had been knocking heads off and sending people through the air. But when he shoots Kylo, he takes a knee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I walked away from the movie initially going, well, that doesn't quite match up. But then I started thinking about it. He's using the Force. And as Star Wars fans, we're just supposed to assume that.
Yes.
Instead of it being
That blind assumption. But then, then we get to the fight with Kylo and Rey in the forest, which I was expecting more from him, but not as much from her. And that was the twist in my melon, because I'm like, she's, you know, pulling the saber from the snow. She's doing, I know, yes, of course, it's an inert ability, we understand, but how all of a sudden she masters pulling the saber to her.
Right. Maybe there are some holes, right?
Like there I said, are a few holes.
As a fan of Star Wars, you're supposed to
fill in that hole, mm-hmm,
right, with your own knowledge, right? But so, at the same time, you know, if it doesn't happen in the movie, it didn't actually happen.
True.
Right?
So do you think she's a descendant of Obi-Wan or a descendant of Skywalker?
I hope she's a descendant of, like, some random character you saw on screen for about 2 seconds in Return of the Jedi. Like Biggs's daughter or something like that. Or
Mace's granddaughter?
Or, like, I guess it wouldn't be Biggs because Biggs is dead, I guess. But
Biggs went boom.
Wedge's daughter or something like Antilles' daughter or something like that.
Well, and I honestly thought Wedge was the old guy on the planet at the beginning. And I said this in another podcast. I honestly thought that was Wedge hiding out, and they built it that way. And then we hear the name, and I'm like, oh.
Well, there was also talk that was Boba.
No, and really?
For about 4 hours after the movie came out, there was rumors going around that was a retired Boba. But I was like, no, because if it was, he would have the scalps from Wookiees. You know, he would have something on his person to say, yes, I am Boba.
Unless he's like a clone.
Unless what?
He's a clone? Maybe?
Maybe. But I guess that would be kind of a disappointing thing of that movie, is that
we don't know.
Who is that guy?
Yeah, and he's like a trusted friend of the family, a big supporter and all that.
Yeah, a trusted, you know, Jedi supporter. And it's like, okay, well, who is he?
Yeah.
Is that Ahsoka's dad?
God, I hope not. Maybe? I don't know.
Who knows, right? I mean, we need more Twi'leks in the Star Wars
universe. We do need more Twi'leks.
Or There's debate on how that's spoken as well.
Twi'lek, whatever. Yeah, I don't
know. We just need some
clarification. Yes. We'll contact the Lucas camp over at...
You get right on that.
I'll get right on that.
Return your phone call.
Yeah, because me and the mouse, you know, we're tight.
Yeah.
So,
what do you want out of episode 8?
What I want out of episode 8 is I want Skywalker to come out saber blazing and just kick some serious ass.
Well, first he has to actually take it from Rey.
He's going to.
Well, I know, but I'm just...
and I honestly, the whole story about how it ended up back in Kenobi's case from episode one,
or episode three. I didn't really think about that.
That's the case that Kenobi pulled the saber out of originally. So I'm ready for Luke to just... there's some payback coming, and he needs to just go off and be the Jedi he was supposed to be.
I would almost say that episode 8 is going to be just a big backstory of why he's there, why he decided to exile himself, and you know all that other stuff. I bet you there's a lot of that.
And I hope so. I wouldn't
there
mind
needs
a little.
To be a little bit.
Well, and I know, and we talked about this on the podcast during the week. I mean, they're already filming scenes in Croatia with Luke and Rey in Jedi garb and battles and all of that. So, I mean, I may get my wish in regards to the Jedi scraps, but if there was a school and Luke was teaching it, where are the rest of the Jedi?
You would fit well. From the scenes that you see, the flashes of scenes, mostly from the trailers.
Yes.
You don't really see much in the movie.
No.
Coruscant?
Maybe.
Kind of looks metallic.
We never really see anything past the Outer Rim planets that everyone's been bouncing around. We never see a space battle. No space fight. And we only are limited to X-Wings and TIE Fighters. And, of course, the Falcon, a couple Star Destroyers, but... Nothing pronounced.
Right.
So
like the B-Wing and A-Wings, those were, I mean, if the story took a place on a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, those were really old in comparison to what the Empire was bringing out, right?
Yes.
So maybe they are retired at this point and all they have left are the X-Wings?
Maybe. That's a good point. All right.
You know, or those stupid transport things that look like potatoes.
Oh, yeah. I hate those damn ships.
Yeah.
So, with the summer fastly approaching, is there something that stands out that you're more anxious than another to see?
Not anything in particular. Summer blockbuster movie time is my favorite time to go to the theater.
I know that.
Where I spend pretty much every weekend seeing something.
Right.
They're popcorn flicks. That come out in the summer. Nothing comes out that makes you think.
No.
Nothing that comes out in the summer where you walk away and you go, man, I really got to dive into this and learn about this topic. No, I ate popcorn for 2 hours. I saw stuff explode, and there was a couple one-liners. That's what I want out of a summer blockbuster.
All right. Now, that being said, is there one formula that you think is going to kill it?
I don't know. I think... Superman and Batman is going to be probably the biggest thing.
Okay. So what about Civil War then? Because, I mean,
I keep forgetting about it. Okay.
You have Civil War coming.
I'm going to divulge something here.
Okay. You're not a big Marvel guy.
No. I am. But I think I've only seen 3 Phase 2 movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Which 3?
Ant-Man.
Okay.
Iron Man 3. Mm. Guardians.
And Guardians has nothing to do with it.
Right, but it is Phase 2.
It is Phase 2.
I've seen all of Thor 2, but not in sequential order. And I have not seen Cap 2 at all.
The Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
So, like, the best Cap movie you haven't seen.
I have not seen yet. And I know that these movies are coming out in, like, a month. And I think I gotta watch 3 or 4 movies, which, you know, you can do that in a day if you really try.
Yeah.
But, I realized that the other day. I saw one of the trailers and I was just like, wait a second, I'm missing a lot.
Wow.
Or at the end of Ant-Man, and Bucky's sitting there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, and he comes and finds
him. I couldn't tell that his arm was pinned underneath something. And then the question was, why is it pinned underneath something? And I guess I should have watched that movie.
You're like, oh, now I get it. So that is, yeah. So, I mean, and Cap, Winter Soldier is probably the best Earthbound Marvel movie. Because Guardians kicks Cap's ass.
Yeah, it's just a fun flick, right?
Everything about Guardians is fun. I mean, the character, the story, the interaction, the soundtrack, even though there's no Queen or Journey on there. I mean, yeah, I think that's a miss. But other than that...
Well, there is a sequel coming out.
No, we got to see what's on mixtape number two. I think Guardians killed it, and no one expected that.
I mean, who walked... I mean, and I said it on a... I may have even said it on one of former podcasts that we were on together.
I think we did.
Is that... Who the hell are the Guardians of the Galaxy?
You said it with me, and I've been championing that movie from the beginning.
And I mean... It was the same. I had the same reaction to it as I did watching The Watchmen, because I saw the movies before I saw the books. Right. So I going into Watchmen, I was like, "What's all the hype about? I don't get it." Walking out of it, I was like, "Damn, that was a good flick. Why are all these geeks so geeking out over it?"
Right.
It wasn't until I read the book where I was like, "Holy shit! It's like a shot for shot scene of the book." All right, now I understand the hype. What was my other one that I was just talking about? I've already forgotten.
Thor, Cap.
I had it. No, it's gone.
Okay.
But, yeah, I need to see those flicks.
Yes, you do.
I lost my train of thought somewhere. But, yeah, I'm excited to...
So, with Civil War, because I know you haven't read the stories.
Right.
Do you think it is... too many characters shoehorned into a movie? And
no.
I've been asking this question a lot because I'm afraid, and I've said the term, they're going to Batmanize it, where you have so much going on. I mean, we're introducing Black Panther, which got introduced in Fantastic Four 52, who's a badass. You got Spidey, who we don't need a backstory because, let's face it,
you don't need a backstory for anybody at this point,
beat
really.
Beat the shit out of that backstory. But is it too much? How are you going to get everybody together? And you have Crossbones in there, who's the mercenary they bring in the story, assassinate Cap. I mean, is it too much?
You know what? People aren't even focusing on that. People are focusing on which side Spidey's going to be on. Because I know he started as Team Cap, Team Iron Man, and went to Team Cap.
He did.
Are they going to do that again for the movie? I don't know. Let's all pay our $12.50 and wait and watch. Or $7.50 if you're a savvy customer.
$5.50 Twilight, and I sneak into the damn thing.
And I bring my own Taco Bell.
That's right.
Is it too many characters? I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see. And I guess we get a taste of it in a sense because... we're going to have Justice League on the screen before Civil War.
Yes, so where we have no backstories.
Well.
They're just going to be thrown in.
That's fine. Yeah, I don't think you need backstories unless you're going to do a solo movie.
All right.
Like, if you do a Black Panther movie, yes, give them a backstory. Right? You're going to do... who else is on there that...
Well, we got Ant-Man's backstory. Spidey, like I said, if we... Right. Him and Haw.
Ant-Man. We already had it.
Yep.
And it wasn't really a backstory. It was just kind of an adventure.
It was kind of... Hey, by the way, here's a suit.
Yeah, go do some stuff. Actually, the funny part about that movie, I can't watch movies without noticing all the continuity errors.
Right.
So in that movie, his vato buddy, his Mexican gangster buddy.
Yes.
So the entire movie has his shirt buttoned up all the way to the top. Not splayed out, but it's buttoned all the way up.
Right.
The one scene, one shot of one scene, when they're talking, and he's wearing the security outfit towards the middle end of their whatever that is, it's all unbuttoned.
Except for the one, when they come and raid the joint.
Yeah.
It gets all mottoed out.
It's crazy how continuity errors, like, disturb me that much. That's part of the problem. That's also part of the thing I love going to movies in the summer blockbusters, because there are tons of errors in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll stand up and call them out.
That's right. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I said something, and a couple of geeks in front of me at one show were like, sit down, dude.
You got shut down by geeks? Damn. Yeah.
Well, it happens sometimes.
It happens sometimes.
It's expensive to go to movies.
It is. I'm going to get my money's worth.
I missed one line. You ripped me off.
Damn you. All right. Well, Josh, what if people want to follow you? And are you on the Twitters now? Or?
I am on the Twitters. I've always been on the Twitters.
I forget. I'm horrible at Twitter.
I had to lock my account down recently due to stalker issues.
Ooh.
Yes, and they weren't the kind that you want.
Ooh.
But you can find me on the Twitters at 303 underscore ninja. You can find my podcast network at... what is it? POI Podcast on the Twitters, pointsofinterestpodcast.com, and all over the Denver area.
All over the... In full effect. Because you've already been down here for a while, we should probably go.
Well, there's things to do.
There are things to do. Comic Fest is wrapping up. We've got a costume party to go heckle. And...
yes, yes. And watch things spill.
Yes, things that shouldn't be where they are. Done badly. So look for Josh to be making appearances throughout Denver and again on this podcasting network, because you haven't heard the last of them, folks. See you later.